But then I would say that if you are in that kind of context, that some of the things that we've already said can help guide you. So, okay. So one thing that we said before we started recording is that as a generalization, because of the way we have structured our education system, unfortunately, teaching attracts some of the most risk averse and non-entrepreneurial subset within that strata of knowledge and grades and so forth, right? So that among the people who do well enough in school that they might consider teaching, but not so incredibly well in school. Those people sometimes consider becoming professors or whatever, but often they drop out, start a company, especially if they're highly entrepreneurial, right? unfortunately, the way we set up our system is it attracts some of the most risk averse, most non-entrepreneurial people. That's a generalization, but it's unfortunately broadly true. But then we've also talked about this reading science thing, and we've talked about some of these issues. So I found in helping guide parents in how to have these conversations with the teachers is if you get yourself in a chain of escalation where you're escalating from the teacher to the principal, from the principal to the superintendent or to the school trustee, from the school trustee to your member of legislative assembly or your state rep or whatever, and all the way up to the education minister or the governor, I don't know.
One knows. That's the whole point of the system.
Yeah. So if you're in this escalation cycle, right? Like the person who is most motivated for you to not escalate is the classroom teacher. That is the person who least wants this to escalate because of that risk aversion. they are generally the person in this process who least wants to escalate this situation. And they are most involved with the direct education of the student. So what I found a lot of success in with the parents that I'm advising on how to approach these things is have a relatively informal conversation with your kid's teacher. If you would normally email them, then email's fine. Email is good to have a record of the conversation. But if you wouldn't normally email them, then talk to them at pickup. Do whatever you would normally do. Don't set off alarm bells right away. And so say it's Johnny has two mommies, and that's the issue that you want to address with these teachers. So they're having them read Johnny has two mommies. What I found a lot of success with is just the approach of rather than immediately go in and setting off alarm bells, say, just do something where you can kick it back to your expertise as the parent. And an easy way to do that in this situation would be to say, so as I'm sure you know, kids do a lot better when they're reading things that they're interested in. And I would say it's something like that, like don't use the fancy words, because if you say, well, from the pedagogical research, then that's going to kick off like a competitive instinct in a lot of teachers, like you're challenging their professionalism. But if you say it in a simple layperson's way, as I'm sure you know, kids do a lot better when they're reading things that they're interested in. And knowing my kid as I do, Johnny Has Two Mommies, not the kind of thing that they're interested in. So I was wondering if we could read something else, right? It's like, and then have suggestions of things that your kid is interested in. And that 99%, except for the most ideologically sold out teachers on the planet, 99% of the time, that's going to work, right? Is because they don't want this to turn into a fight. Most of them aren't social justice warriors out for your kids. It's like, that might be the milieu that might be where what their college classmates, if their college classmates could be watching this meeting, they might feel pressured to go all social justice warrior on you. But most of them don't actually want to go there because they don't really want to be having this fight. And it's actually a very small minority who actually are ideologically motivated to steal your kids out from under you. It's just those are the people who do well in the unions, it tends to be. So just have that simple conversation to present it in that way. And then by the way, if you feel like you need a record of this conversation, then you go home and you say, I was thinking more about our conversation. Now my understanding is that I said this and you said this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that this is how our conversation played out. And I had a couple more thoughts about that, and here they are. And then you've got a record of that conversation in email, right? And so then you've got both. You've had the pretty non-confrontational, you've had a pretty natural follow-up that shouldn't be making them think that you're coming for them, but you've also got the record of the conversation, so that if things change in the future, that you've got their record. And by the way, this is what I do at the Christian school. So, so you should definitely be doing it.
this would be the anti-Karen approach, where you're not asking for the manager and blowing up that 100 right off the bat. You're like, hey, this is a partnership. Let me be also, there with you. Let me be that parent who you're not used to interacting with. Why Johnny can't read. I want Johnny to read. Can he read a selection of these three books? Can you help him? Can you help me choose what would be the good avenue?
Yeah. Most teachers don't want to go to the mat on this. You start getting into the administrators, that starts changing. You get into administrators, you get into principals, you get into superintendents.